From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Fighting continues between Israel and Palestinian militants. The militants continue to fire rockets into Israel, and air raid sirens have sounded today in Tel Aviv. Israel's Missile Defense Shield program intercepted the rockets over Tel Aviv. Israel continues to strike targets in Gaza. Palestinian Health Ministry officials say 718 Palestinians have been killed in more than 2 weeks of conflict. More than 4,500 have been wounded. More than 30 Israelis have been killed in the violence, the majority of them soldiers. The FAA has lifted its ban on U.S. flights traveling to and from Israel. Linda Gradstein reports the ban had stranded thousands of people.
Transportation Minister Yisrael Katz welcomed the decision, saying that it has once again been proven that the Israeli sky is safe and that those who tried to lay siege to Israel have failed. He also said he hopes that the European carriers, who also stopped flying on Tuesday, will resume service soon. U.S. Airways announced it would resume its daily flight from Philadelphia to Tel Aviv today, although Delta Airlines said it would make an independent decision. The FAA imposed a 24-hour flying ban on Tuesday after a rocket fired from Gaza landed near the airport. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Two Dutch planes will bring more bodies back to the Netherlands today. These are victims of the Malaysia Airlines jet that was shot down in eastern Ukraine a week ago. 40 bodies were returned to the Netherlands yesterday, where they were met by the country's king, queen, and prime minister, among other dignitaries. International observers say human remains are still at the debris field in Ukraine and that they cannot safely access it to investigate. The scene is still under the control of pro-Russian separatists. The state of Arizona will review its execution process after a prolonged execution yesterday. Arizona Department of Corrections spokesman Doug Nick says it took 2 hours to complete.
Inmate Joseph Wood was pronounced dead at 3:49 Arizona time at the Arizona State Prison Complex in Florence. The execution procedure began at 1:52 that was concluded at 3:49.
Wood's lawyers had filed emergency appeals while the execution was underway, demanding that it be stopped. However, Wood died. Reporters who witnessed the execution say he gasped for breath hundreds of times during the process. The State Department says it is experiencing problems with the database it uses to process passport applications. Delays are reported. It's possible that thousands of people may be affected. A State Department spokeswoman says the problem is worldwide and not specific to any country. You're listening to NPR News. An Algerian news agency is reporting that a passenger plane has vanished from radar today. It was on a flight from Burkina Faso in western Africa to the Algerian capital, Algiers. It is unclear how many people may be aboard the flight. The Russian government has launched a resupply rocket to the International Space Station. As NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, the mission comes amid heightened tension between Russia and the United States.
The Soyuz rocket lifted off from Kazakhstan early Thursday morning local time. On board are nearly 6,000 pounds of supplies, including food, water, and oxygen. The current crew of the International Space Station includes two Americans, three Russians, and one German astronaut. Russia's ties with Europe and the U.S. are under strain following the downing of a civilian airliner over the Ukraine, apparently by Russian-backed separatists. But for now, at least, NASA says cooperation in space continues. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Fire officials in Washington state say they have contained about 16% of the state's largest ever wildfire. The Carlton Complex blaze in central Washington has scorched nearly 400 square miles. At least 150 homes have been destroyed. The National Weather Service has lifted red flag warnings for the Pacific Northwest. These indicate hot, windy, and dry conditions, which are ideal for wildfires to grow. There has been some cooler weather there recently, but even with the cooler weather, nearly 20 major fires continue to burn in Washington State and Oregon. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.